games are a burial, a blowout, a human lock.
He runs at the 50. He runs at the 40. The guy is drunk, but there he goes.
I know the leagues. I know the teams. I know these players. I know this wonderful game called football.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to AO.Picks Week 13. My name's Garrett. He's Jesse.
I feel like I haven't seen you in like 2 weeks.
I know. Missed last week recording.
We had a little bit of struggles here.
We did throw some picks up on Instagram.
I feel like we haven't been in person either in a while. So
no, that's true too.
Next week we'll figure it out.
Yeah, next week we'll get the full deal going. We'll be back in the swing of things.
Yeah, it's been tough. We're both very busy, but you know,
yeah,
we got to come out for the people.
I wish I just skipped picks last week because I had a fucking awful week.
I wasn't so bad. What did you do last week?
No, I think you were actually positive last week.
I was
think
4-2, good. I think.
4-2. Yeah, that's perfect. I was 1-4. I was 1-4. I hit on my mortal. That was it.
What was your mortal?
Bucks -3.
Oh, that was a lock.
Yeah, that was a lock. That's why it was cheap. My mortal. Yeah, so overall records now. I am 36-29-2. You are 38-28-2. Overall 74-57-4.
That's still so good.
It's still pretty damn good. Yeah. We're deep into the season too. I'm not mad at that record at all.
No, not at all.
I'm feeling fucking great about this week too. I'm not gonna lie.
Me too. I like it.
I feel like I'm seeing the board well this week. We'll see.
I like a lot of stuff on the board this week.
I then talk about Thursday night real quick. I wish I put my picks down because I was on Cowboys -6 and I was on the under.
So mad because
played beautifully.
I mean, I knew the Saints were going to lose. I think Taysom Hill's horrible.
Yes.
But I'm so mad that I didn't start in the fantasy. He still had 20 something fantasy points.
Oh, I know.
Unbelievable.
I considered picking him up in a couple leagues and I was just like,
Me too. And I was like, I can't do it. And he played well.
For fantasy, yeah.
I mean, he sucks. He's never been good. He's not a quarterback.
He threw a touchdown pass, and they were like, Taysom Hill's fifth career touchdown. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
And he gets more money than half the freaking league.
Is the man making $45 to $90 million?
$1 million.
Okay. Yeah. Honestly, it's probably going to be Trevor Siemian probably steps back in, but I don't understand why they didn't.
Like they claimed they didn't call Phillip Rivers. Like, why didn't they go after Cam?
Yeah, well, after seeing Cam last week.
I mean, no, don't get me wrong, Cam sucks. I'm just saying he's better than Taysom. Semien.
Can still run.
He's better than Semien.
Better than Semien, probably. Dude, he was like 5 for 22.
He was terrible.
That's pretty bad.
He was so bad.
Yeah. Yeah. The Saints defense is fucking incredible though. It's so unfortunate
I'll give them props. Their defense was pretty good.
It was a miracle that they stayed in that game. Like they had a chance to win that game until Taysom threw a pick six.
Yep.
Their defense kept them in it the whole time.
The whole time. They looked pretty good. I'll give it to them. The Saints, besides the picks, otherwise were not so bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, everything besides their quarterback.
Everything else was fine.
I guess Ingram didn't look that great. The rushing attack outside of Taysom, maybe.
How do you not expect that?
Yeah, when you can't throw the ball, it's pretty easy to stop the run.
All right, I mean, you can't not expect that.
Yep. Also, Dan Quinn earned himself a head coaching position next year.
Look, I mean, let's be seriously honest.
Okay.
Dan Quinn wasn't the reason Atlanta was horrible.
No, I think Dan Quinn's a very good coach.
So do I.
I played with his nephew too, so I'm a Dan Quinn stan.
Look, Dan Quinn was not so bad last week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, not last week. Atlanta.
When he was coaching Atlanta.
Yeah. Look, he took Atlanta to a Super Bowl.
Yes.
And people forget about that.
No, honestly, I think
defense was never so bad. It was always the offense. Their offense is always horrible.
Mm-hmm.
They're Atlanta. Just what they do.
He was a good head coach. And yeah, I think even if like, no matter how he did this year, I think he was still getting a position next year.
So
he's going to be interviewed for a number of them.
Yeah, me too. And you know what? Their defense looks great.
Yep.
Dallas's defense last night looked really good.
Yeah.
Real good.
Yeah. DeMarcus Lawrence coming back. Him and Micah Parsons look fucking great.
Oh, my God. Micah Parsons is
He's so good.
Micah Parsons is unbelievably good.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's get over to Sunday's games now. We're going to start off. Cardinals are 7.5-point favorites going to Chicago, over under 43. Kyler and D-Hop are game time decisions, they said today. But Kyler, like 4 days ago, posted the Thanos gif sitting back down on the throne, and that was it.
He's starting.
He's football.
He's playing. He'll play this football game.
Yeah, there's no doubt in my mind.
D-Hop,
I wouldn't be too surprised if he sat.
I think D-Hop's going to play this week. I feel like he low-key like has to play this week. They haven't been great without D-Hop offensively.
No, but we also haven't had Kyler the same games.
Yeah, I understand, but like...
Yeah, I don't know how injured he is, though. The fact that he's still day-to-day concerns me, because you would hope after the bye that it would be pretty clear he was going to play. We'll see, though. Either way, I couldn't love the Cardinals more in this game. I'm fully assuming Kyler's going to play D-Hop. Either way, I think the Cardinals dominate this game.
So do I.
And Andy Dalton's going for the Bears. Justin Fields won't be available.
That's it. That's it right there.
Yeah.
That's all I need.
Yeah. I mean, the Cardinals had the best defense of the league. The Bears' offense against the Lions last week looked fucking atrocious.
Atrocious. And the Lions, they scored 13 points, but they gave up so many yards.
Yeah.
They gave up a lot of yards.
How much of a shit show coaching matchup was Nagy against Dan Campbell at the end of that game?
Dude, and I can't believe we have to watch it one more time this year.
I think so.
Play each other? Oh, no, that's it. That was the last game. Thank God.
Thank God.
I mean, look, the Bears, I'm actually thinking about it. The Lions did not have that many yards. The Lions had 239 total yards. The Bears had 378.
Honestly, if Swift doesn't get hurt, the Lions probably win that game.
Win that game. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. If Swift doesn't get hurt, the Lions win that game easily.
Yeah. Yeah, they should have won it anyways. I mean, who the fuck calls two timeouts in a row?
They're so dumb.
Back to the Cardinals and Bears. Do you see any way that the Bears even cover? Do the Bears even have a chance to make this close?
Yeah. Because it's the NFL and every game can be close.
And weird shit will happen.
Right. That's the only real way. But I don't see it happening. But again, it's still the NFL and it's still very possible.
Yeah. Like, I would be, maybe David Montgomery has a big day, but our run defense has been pretty damn good this year, surprisingly.
I think Dalton can have a decent day passing the ball.
Yeah, I still like Andy Dalton. It's more so the play calling for the Bears. It's just fucking horrible.
It's atrocious.
Horrible. Their O-line hasn't been very good either, and our D-line's just been really good this year. It's hard for me to imagine that the Bears can move the ball on us.
I agree.
Yeah. Okay. Cardinals.
Cardinals all the way.
Yep. All right. Colts, 10.5-point favorites going to Houston, over under 45.
Not much I have to say here. Colts are a lock. The Colts are the most absolute lock of the year.
10.5 here.
10.5. I love it.
Okay.
I love it. Divisional game.
On the road.
Don't care.
Double digit under.
Don't care.
All right. I mean, Colts should win this game by a million.
The Colts, and like my roommate was just talking to me. He's like, dude, should I start Pittman this week or Hunter Renfrow? And I said, you better start Renfrow. Because realistically, the Colts are going to go up one score. And what are they going to do? Jonathan Taylor's going to have 800 yards. No doubt in my mind.
Jonathan definitely should eat this game.
He's gone. Definitely. He's gone.
I mean, the Texans played I was going to say they played the Titans really well, but the Titans fucking suck right now.
The Titans.
Ignore the fact that I even brought that up. They
the Titans are done. Utah just scored, by the way.
Saw that. The Colts looked pretty damn good against the Bucs last week.
And they looked pretty damn good against the Bills 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Yeah, the Colts are rolling right now. So, yeah, I don't hate that 7.5 at all.
No, me either.
I think that's a good play. All right, Chargers, 3-point underdogs going to Cincy, over under 49.5. You guys suck.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I told you. What did I tell you? We are the worst team in the league.
I didn't believe it.
Why?
I bought into the hype, dude.
I told you we suck.
Yeah.
And I my problem is I'm going to bet the Chargers every week, no matter what. I'm going to bet the Chargers. I have to. But we suck. We're horrible. We're the worst team in the league. And it's by far.
So this
by far.
This game right here, like, this is a playoff matchup.
Yeah.
This is a play-in for the wild card game, in my mind.
It doesn't matter. We're not a wild card team. They're a division winner, probably. Very likely.
Cincy feels a lot more like a playoff team to me right now than the Chargers do.
The Chargers are not a playoff team. The Chargers are the worst team in the AFC West. We are the worst team in the AFC West by far.
Well, after last week, you kind of proved it, yeah.
No, we've been the worst team in the AFC West. We started this season, yeah, whatever. We were hot at the beginning of the season. The Chargers. The Chargers we're talking about.
What do you do going forward, though? Like, what?
Fucking blow up the team, give away Bosa, give away Keenan.
You just signed a new head coach. You can't fire the head coach. Like, that's not going to happen at all.
I think Staley's doing a pretty decent job.
Mm-hmm. And you got your franchise quarterback.
We have our quarterback. We have no run defense.
What's the issue?
Our secondary is destroyed. Yeah. Our offensive coordinator thinks Justin Herbert is fucking Drew Brees and called fucking 8-yard sticks, 4-yard sticks every play when the kid's got the biggest arm in the league. Let him rip it.
I think offensive coordinator, that's probably the main issue and concern here. Because, like, defense isn't good, but, like, the offense isn't functioning in a lot of these games. Like, last week it was the offense that lost it.
You gotta let right. Last week it was the offense, which is disgusting.
Mm-hmm. That offense is so fucking stacked. The offense should not be the issue. I'm gonna lean Cincy, but I'm staying fucking far away from this game.
Me too.
Joe Mixon might run for 150. Probably more.
Now I'm happy. There was a chance that I was possibly going to meet my friends in Cincinnati and go to this game. Now I'm really happy. I'm staying fucking far away from this one. Far away.
That might have been depressing.
You couldn't pay me to put money on the Chargers right now. We're the worst team in the league. It's over. Goodbye. Kiss away the playoffs.
Yep. For that reason, I am leaning Cincy, but I'm staying fucking far away from this one.
No, Cincy's going to beat us by 80.
But Cincy's still one of those teams that can just self-destruct on any week.
Yeah, and their defense has been playing a lot better. I'll give it to them. But there's still a lot of holes in that defense.
Yeah. Like, and, I mean, beating up on Pittsburgh does not tell me anything.
Nothing.
Tells me Pittsburgh sucks, which I already knew.
Yeah. And to be honest, I'm not still sold on Zach Taylor and Joe Burrow together.
Okay.
I think Joe Burrow is a dog. I think he's got that assassin, that Brady mentality, that Kobe mentality, but I don't see it yet.
Yeah, I'm not sold on Zach Taylor, for sure not. Joe Burrow's fucking great. I'm sold on Joe Burrow.
I don't know. Joe Burrow's good, but again, the combo I don't see.
Yeah. I heard someone bring up something interesting this week that think about Coach O. O-line coach for Cincinnati next year.
That would be pretty cool. Look, and it's not even – it's for Cincy, it's not about coaching, which might be so bad. They have no motivation. Zach Taylor is a low – at least from his interviews and whatever, he's a low energy. You bring in a guy like Coach O, brings the energy. And, that, like, it's not that Coach O is a great coach.
No.
He's not a bad coach either, I would say. I wouldn't say he's a bad coach. But his energy is what gets you, all right, I want to run through a brick wall for this guy.
Yeah. I have no idea how he is as an offensive line coach. I'm assuming he's pretty good because he climbed the ranks of college football.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming he knows what he's talking about with the O-line. From a head coaching standpoint, he doesn't have to know X's and O's in college football. He can just be fucking Coach O. That's enough. Exactly. Just give him good coordinators and everything.
I agree.
Yeah. Loss for LSU. I will say that.
I don't know. It's a tough situation there at LSU. I mean, I would have let Coach O stay,
mm-hmm.
but this is an NFL podcast, yep. not a college football.
So we'll keep it going. Vikings, 7.5-point favorites going to Detroit, over under 46.5. This wasn't on my lock. And as I was reading it out loud, I just made it a lock. Why are the Vikings only 7.5-point favorites?
I don't know.
The Lions can't score points. They don't have DeAndre Swift.
It behooves me.
What are we talking about here?
The Lions can't do anything right.
No.
The Lions couldn't do anything right. They do everything wrong. It's unbelievable.
Two timeouts in a row.
That was the most bonehead decision.
That was crazy.
Maybe ever.
That was crazy.
I'm sitting there watching it just going, you fucking idiots.
Yeah, I mean, other than the Vikings, like, the Vikings have their flaws, obviously. They're, 6-5 now? Whatever their record is. They have their flaws. They should have beaten the 49ers.
No, they're still 5-6. They fucked
themselves over. 5-6, even worse. They fucked themselves over last week. Kirk Cousins can't win in clutch situations. Like, that's where he struggles. He can't go out and win you a game. But he plays pretty damn good for the rest of the game.
Yeah.
Which is why it's not going to matter this week.
Didn't Detroit lose with, like, they gave the Vikings the ball back in, like, 4 seconds and, like, lost the game? The last time these two played
was
on
that,
a field goal.
Why am I not? That sounds like the Ravens game, but
well, that too.
They've had so many of those type of games this year. All right, let's see. Yeah, because I don't remember that one.
I'm telling
you. I mean, the Vikings offense is just so much better.
Their offense is so much better and their defense is so much better.
Yeah, the Vikings are terrible.
The Vikings went down and scored with like, they got the ball with like 15 seconds left and went down and scored, won the game. So something ridiculous like that.
All right, they're not going to have two close games against the Lions. No way.
The only thing I don't really like, which is that 70 or 66% of the bets are on the Vikings, but it's the Lions. So,
yeah, you can't justify taking the Lions. Like, no. There's 7.5.
You can't be shocked if the Lions cover this game.
No, because they cover it. I saw a stat this. The Lions are like the third best team in the NFL in covering.
Right. Kinda so crazy. I mean, yeah.
Think at some point when you play in that many close games, that many games that you should have won, at a certain point, like your will breaks. Then DeAndre Swift went down too. Like, this Bears game seemed like the game that they should have won. DeAndre Swift went down. That's another heartbreaker to the team. I can't emotionally. I feel like this team's just got to be out of it this week.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, loving the Vikings.
Me too.
All right, Giants 6-point underdogs going to Miami. Over under 39.5. All of a sudden, Miami might be a playoff team.
All of a sudden,
they're back in this race.
Tua has better numbers than Kyler in his first.
All of a sudden, Tua looks kind of good.
I would never say that. I don't think Tua was ever bad. I think Tua's in a hard position right now.
Okay.
Think about it. Last year was Fitzpatrick, right? Mm-hmm. And Brian Flores flip-flopped the two of them all the time.
Yeah, it's a tough situation for sure.
That's hard.
Yeah.
Look, you're finally getting comfortable, and then this year he gets hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And Brissett comes in. Brissett's horrible. But, you know, he's been flip-flopped in and out of the lineup. And now that he's finally starting
and he's settling
playing consistently,
it,
yeah. he's settling in. Which, if you didn't expect that to happen – look, every quarterback settles in.
Well,
it's a matter of time.
If they're good.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
I do think Tua's he's a good quarterback.
I think he's good.
Not a bad quarterback.
I never thought he was terrible, though.
I didn't think he was terrible either.
But I never said he was going to be bad. I just think his situation is tough, where he needs a little more time than other people. And he's also a lefty. It's hard to be a lefty in the NFL.
Yeah.
The only quarterbacks who were lefties who, like, did well was Mike Vick. Tim Tebow was terrible.
Mike Vick and Steve Young.
And Steve Young.
Who could run the ball really well. That is interesting, man. That's interesting, actually. There are really no good lefty quarterbacks. For this game, though, Miami and the New York Giants have literally the two worst O-lines in the league this year. It's under. I'm going under. Mike Glennon starting for the Giants.
Me too. I like the under.
Yeah, I'm going heavy under.
Me too.
Who do you think wins it? Or are you taking – do you like either covering?
I'm going to take Miami here.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Miami -3. I think their defense is better than the Giants.
Are you seeing them at 3?
Yeah, 3.5.
I'm seeing them at 6.
What? You're right. I'm sorry. It opened at 3. And then once I guess the news when about Glennon Jones
was,
yeah,
it's probably, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I like the Giants here. I like the Dolphins here to win the game.
Yeah, I'm with that. I think it's probably like 20-3, something like that. I think the Dolphins defense dominates. Their offense will do decent. They won't be great, but they'll be good enough. They'll be good enough.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Eagles, 6.5-point favorites against the Jets, over under 45.
All right. I'm finally admitting it. The Eagles are not the worst team in the NFL.
Okay. The Lions?
I probably still think it's the Bears.
The Bears.
The Lions don't count because the Lions are obviously the worst team in the NFL.
If the Lions had DeAndre Swift, though, they win. So therefore it would be the Bears.
It still is the Bears.
Yeah. Okay.
The Bears are terrible. The Bears are bad.
Terrible. And you can get the Cardinals 7.5. Hawks. the Eagles should have won the game last week.
Yep.
Jalen
Reagor is the worst receiver I've ever seen.
How the fuck do you drop that? Your first round draft pick and you drop that? Holy shit.
I don't know.
For those who don't remember, end of the game. It wasn't even a Hail Mary. He just threw it up to an open Jalen Reagor right at the goal line. And he dropped it.
Twice.
No defender in front of him. Just
twice.
He dropped it twice. And then Boston Scott had that fumble on the drive before. Like, the Eagles just shot themselves in the foot. That game. Yeah. But they were the better team. They just shot themselves in the foot.
The Eagles are also 11-0 against the Jets in their history.
All time?
They have never lost to the Jets.
Really? Wow. I didn't know that.
11-0.
I mean, I love the Eagles anyways, but yeah.
Me too. It doesn't matter. I love the Eagles.
Dude, the Eagles, I just can't believe they could have had Jefferson or CeeDee Lamb. And they got Jalen Reagor.
Or DK. They could have had DK.
My God.
They drafted fucking JJ Arcega-Whiteside. I don't even think he's in the NFL anymore.
I forgot about that pick.
I don't even think he's in the NFL anymore.
It's unbelievable. Despite that, they're still hanging in there.
Yep.
Not about to call them a good team, but they're definitely going to beat the Jets. I know that.
But they're not the worst team in the NFL anymore.
They're not the worst team in the NFL. That's a fact.
It pains me to say it, but I was wrong.
Yeah, I like the Eagles here, though.
Me too.
All right. Bucks, 10.5-point favorites going to Atlanta, over under 50.5.
There's nothing to say about this game for me.
I lose every single time I bet a Falcons game.
Yeah.
No matter which way I bet it, I lose.
No way.
Dude,
I bet
the Jaguars last week. I had them on the money line to start.
Jags?
Yeah, the Jags. They played the Falcons last week. And the Falcons went up 18. And the Jags were like plus 1,500. So I'm like, well, the Falcons are going to blow this game. So I live bet the Jags again. Other than they had a chance. They had one drive. They had a chance. And they fucking blew it. But
well, I don't know why you did that.
No, it was not the smartest move. I realized after, why am I betting on the Jags? Which is not a smart move. No. My point is, though, I can never get the Falcons right. With that being said, the Bucs are going to blow out the Falcons.
Blow them out of the water.
Holy shit, they're going to blow them out.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
A smart man once told me, you don't bet against the GOAT. You don't do it. You just don't do it.
Those are wise words.
I mean, guess what? The GOAT's going to smack them in the mouth.
Yeah. It's going to be one of those Bucks games where it's like 35 to nothing at halftime.
Yep.
Second half is just Leonard Fournette running the ball the whole time.
And you know what? I think after last week, the Bucks didn't play great last week. I mean, yeah, they won by a decent amount, but they didn't. Those were on Carson Wentz miscues or Colts miscues where they didn't play great.
I mean, Brady looked pretty bad last week, actually.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They need a game to just get back into flow, especially they're going to have to learn how to deal with life without Antonio Brown for 3 weeks. Which I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Three games is that's ridiculous.
I can't that believe that. That is ridiculous. That.
I can't believe he only got three. I thought he would have been out the rest of the year or banned from the league.
Dude, that's so crazy.
I was shocked.
I remember when I first heard that was a rumor and I was just like, there's no way.
No way.
Like, who fakes a vaccination card? Like, there's no way.
Probably a lot of people you
Antonio
know.
Antonio Brown does. People were like, Antonio Brown would be the guy to do it. I'm like, not even Antonio Brown would do that. I guess I'm,
you'd be surprised.
I'm naive. Yeah.
You'd be surprised. A lot of people you know probably don't have real vaccine cards.
Yeah. I mean, I.
See, my thing is when it comes to that.
You don't have to be vaccinated in the NFL.
Right, you dumbass.
Why did you fake it?
The other thing is, how much did you pay for the vaccine card?
Right?
Somebody I know bought a fake vaccine card for like $100. I'm like, really? You know the vaccine's free, right? Like, you could go get one for free.
Wild.
Whatever. We're not getting into this.
Yeah, no, we're not. But yeah, that's a wild story.
Yeah, whatever.
Anyways, even without AB, I mean.
The Bucks by a million.
Yeah, the Bucks by a million. What's interesting to me is how much of a difference Cordarrelle Patterson makes to the Falcons.
Yeah.
That offense is so different when he's there.
And you know what? You see him playing safety this week?
I did. I did see he found his way on that defensive depth chart.
Imagine.
I hope he does. I hope they put him in for a couple plays. But yeah, we're both all over the Bucks. It sounds like.
Yep, all over.
Next game, Jaguars 12.5-point underdogs going to LA. Over under is 48. Do the Rams suck?
Yes, but they're playing the Jags.
Yeah.
Here is what is going to happen. The Jags are going to lose by 30. I'm telling you right now, this is the game where the Rams say, we're going to put it all together and we're just going to blow the brakes off. Because think about it. It's the Rams. It's the Rams. It's Matt Stafford. It's Sean McVay. And what do they do to bad teams? They beat the shit out of them.
Yeah.
The Rams need one game to get back on track. And it's this week against Jacksonville.
I love this take. McVay and Stafford are the ultimate combo of we destroy the bad teams, make you think we're good, and then get our shit rocked against the good teams.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw a stat today. It was like, what's their record? They're what, 7-4? They're 6-0 against teams under 500. And they're 1-4 against teams that are over 500.
Well, did you see Stafford's career record against teams above 500?
is not great.
I believe it's now 10-71. How crazy is that?
That is just really unfortunate.
You know, he did play for the Lions, but like still 10-71.
That is not great.
That's crazy, right?
Which is why the Jags are under 500 and we love the Rams here.
Yeah, the Jags are as much of an under 500 team as you could be.
Yep.
The Rams should steamroll them. But yep. I do think the Rams aren't very good. I don't know if this is a bold prediction or not at this point. It probably is. This is probably a hot take. 49ers finish with a better record this year than the Rams.
No, I don't see it.
Okay. One game difference.
I can't see it.
One game difference. They still got to play each other.
I can't see it.
All right. Hot take then. Hot take in that case. Okay. Rams kill the Jags though. Let's go. Football team is 1.5 point underdogs going to Vegas, over under 49.5.
Yeah.
This is a pretty interesting game to me.
You can go first on this one.
Okay. Yeah, this is a pretty interesting game to me because, I mean, the football team is playing a lot better than they did in the beginning of the year. And they're picking up momentum here. I mean, they just came off a Seahawks win that was somewhat surprising. The Seahawks do kind of suck right now, but still. Raiders are also coming off that win against the Cowboys. That was pretty fucking impressive. Granted, the refs did all they could to hand it to them. I'm leaning Raiders, but I mean, the way that both of these teams are trending right now, like these are two of the biggest question marks in the league for me right now. So I'm staying far away from this game.
Here's my take. I have no idea.
All right. Yeah.
This is the one game all weekend where I have no idea. None.
Like genuinely, I have no
idea. Genuinely, I have no idea.
Mm-hmm. I would lean Raiders. I do think out of these two teams, which ones are frauds? I would say it's Washington, more than likely.
Really? Over the Raiders?
Yeah.
Look, I don't count the Cowboys win as a good win.
Okay, that's fair.
The Cowboys?
Yeah.
I'm not
counting it as like that much look, of a resume builder for them.
Look. If they played the Cowboys any other day of the week, of the year, actually, they probably would have got steamrolled.
Mm-hmm.
But they played the Cowboys on Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And we all Correct. Know the Cowboys suck on Thanksgiving. They're Correct. Terrible.
Also,
and
28 penalties. Don't forget.
Right. And I mean, in Anthony Brown's case, what do you do there as the defender? Like his hands are up. The guy's going to beat him. Derek Carr, in his case, he missed that throw. So why the defender gets penalized for a quarterback missing a throw would behooves me, but it's the call.
It's the one right of those call. Things where like on almost every single play in the NFL, you can call a penalty if you're looking for it. So it's like there by the definition, you could have called a penalty there. And just basically on every single play, they called a penalty where they deemed by definition they could call a penalty. And that's how Sean Hockley runs his crew, apparently.
That guy's honestly ridiculous.
I forgot what the stat was because I heard it like right after this game happened, but they were like, they had the most penalties of any crew, like by a large percentage. I wish I remember what it was, but it was by a large percentage.
I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, this game's a giant question mark for me, but I'm not going to lie. I have a lot more faith in the Raiders being a good team, so I'm going Raiders.
I have no idea.
All right, Ravens, 4.5 point favorites, going to Pittsburgh, over under 44. I'm pretty sure this is going to be a very low scoring game, but at the same time, the Ravens might score 50. I don't know.
No way.
Lamar over his career has been terrible against the Steelers. So I'm scared to bet on the Ravens, but the Ravens should steamroll them.
This is the best rivalry in football. every year.
We'll see this year.
No, from as long as we have been alive.
For sure. Yeah.
Every year, both the Raven home game and the Steeler home game are both on Sunday night.
Yeah.
Which I'm shocked why it's not this year.
That's a good Steelers, point. I didn't even think about that.
Come on. It's always
Broncos Chiefs Sunday night.
They fucked that up so bad. We'll get into that during the next game. But the Ravens and the Steelers have always been on Sunday night. There's always been legends in this game on both sides of the ball. And this time, the Ravens are too hot. And the Steelers need to win.
Oh, you're going this way with it.
Here we go. Give me a terrible towel.
Okay.
The Yinzers are going to be loud. That stadium is going to be rocking.
It will be.
Mm-hmm. I like the Steelers.
Wow. Okay. Hey, I like the take. I'm not going to lie. I like the take. I disagree with it, but I like the take. I have a hard time. Pick six.
Oregon?
Yeah, Oregon money line's looking trash. Whatever.
No way. God, Anthony Brown is so bad.
But I just can't bet on Big Ben right now. Like, he looks like a dog that's ready to be put down, dude.
I'm telling you to do it.
It looks so bad right now.
I know.
Man, I'm staying away from this game, but I would be betting Ravens. I do like your take, though, because the Pittsburgh's going to be fucking nuts. Heinz Field's going to be nuts.
And Lamar they Jackson know, especially.
Over Lamar Jackson over his career. This is the thing, too. I was getting ready to bet the under on this game. Lamar Jackson over his career has been horrible against Pittsburgh. You look at the numbers, he's terrible. He's coming off that 4-interception game where I'm like, I mean, Lamar's not going to have another terrible game. If he didn't just have that game, I would say so.
But it's in Pittsburgh. If it was in Baltimore, I'd be like, okay.
Yeah.
The Ravens. But that playing Lamar.
Pittsburgh's a whole other element.
Lamar's been bad against the Steelers, but Lamar's been even worse in Pittsburgh.
I need a weather check on this game. This could change some things for me.
I don't know. It's been snowing in Pittsburgh.
High of 52, going to be cloudy.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, not bad.
I love the Steelers.
It's going to be an interesting game. This is Pittsburgh season, too. Like, if Pittsburgh loses this game,
they can
pretty much count out the playoffs.
Yep.
Which is, yeah, it's wild. It's wild that they're still in the playoff race. But
me too. I can't believe it.
All right, let's go over to 49ers, 3-point favorites, going to Seattle, over under 45.5.
This is the easiest bet of the weekend.
So easy.
This is the easiest bet of the weekend.
So easy.
And we were saying earlier how the Bears are the worst team in football. Mm-mm.
Here's what scares me, though.
It's those guys. It's that guy who coaches Seattle. Pete Carroll is the biggest idiot in the world.
I was just talking to people about this the other day.
Pete Carroll's going to get fired.
Okay, so I was trying to think. I'm like, what head coaches are going to be fired next year? Because I'm thinking of Pete Carroll. The terrible teams, and like all of them are rookie head coaches, so they're not going to get fired. But then Pete Carroll came to mind. Pete Carroll is the most likely coach to get fired.
Fired. Me too.
Yeah.
Easily.
So the only thing that scares me with this game is like Russell Wilson is still – he's been terrible the last few weeks, but Russell Wilson is still Russell Wilson. DK Metcalf is still DK Metcalf. Tyler Lockett, still Tyler Lockett. So the Seahawks could turn it on.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
But it probably doesn't because, like, the 49ers run game's been so
They can't damn hold good, anybody. Dude. They can't block a fucking high schooler.
That's true. The O-line's pretty
They
bad.
Can't block.
Yeah.
It's over.
Yeah. I also did just say the 49ers are going to end with a better record than the Rams. So, yeah, I got to be all over the 49ers on this one.
I'm all over the Niners here.
Only thing, Debo will be out. That does hurt them.
Matter.
In this game in particular, not that much. If it was like them against the Rams or something, that would be an actual factor.
Where they need the speed and
Debo in the run game has been so
electric.
Good.
He's been electric.
All of a sudden, he's the best running back in football.
The next Derrick Henry, they're the same size.
It's crazy. The same, yeah, okay. But I do love the 49ers here.
Me too.
I'm somewhat scared that we're just so fully on them that the Seahawks are going to have like a turnaround game. We'll see.
I don't see it.
Yeah, there's nothing that's happened.
Look, after Washington, that will happen. Look, what team do you think is better, Washington or Seattle? Washington and the Niners.
Well, I mean, that's obviously the Niners, yeah.
Okay, what did the Niners do what did Washington do last week to Seattle?
I realize. But that's not fair with the NFL this year. What team's better, the Jaguars or the Bills? Like, that's not fair in the NFL this year.
Yeah, I guess.
But yeah, no, I mean, the smart bet, Niners all the way. The fact that you get them at three, I mean, that's a gift.
It's an absolute gift.
Yeah.
Which makes me nervous because 75% of the money is on Niners minus three.
See, this is why I'm really nervous, man. This is what I'm saying. It's too obvious. It's way too obvious right now.
Oh, Oregon is dead.
What'd they just do?
They just beat them up the middle. Oregon's dead.
All right. Let's go Sunday night football. The Broncos are 9.5-point underdogs going to Kansas City. Over under is 47.
So I'm not going to watch this game.
Okay.
Because I'm really mad at the NFL.
For putting this as Sunday night football?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why the hell does anybody in the world want to watch the Broncos?
Yeah.
I had to last week. I didn't have a choice. But the rest of the world doesn't want to watch this crap.
Yeah.
The games they were choosing between to replace Seattle and the Niners was the Broncos and the Chiefs and the Chargers and the Bengals. How do you not put the Chargers and Bengals on Sunday night? How? Mahomes, Herbert, and Burrow are the future.
That's a good point.
These are the two, like, besides Mahomes, what other matchup this week? What is the best matchup to watch this week?
Dude, there are really shitty matchups this week. I'm scrolling
through. That's what I'm saying.
There's only four games that are 3 points or less on the spread.
The Chargers and the Bengals is going to be the best game to watch this weekend, and it's not on Sunday. It's disgusting. Probably.
Yeah.
The Chiefs win this game easily. I don't know if they cover, but they win this game easily.
Yeah, I don't know if they cover either. They're coming out of the bye, so I'm going to go ahead and assume that they figured some things out offensively and they're getting they were already kind of getting their shit back together. So I'm going to assume that they're going to come out of the bye week looking pretty good. But I mean, I can't bet on the Chiefs spread because they never fucking cover anyway. So I'm not taking anything.
I don't know. I'm not going to take anything, but
I'm not going to lie. I took a Patrick Mahomes MVP. Probably 6 weeks ago, something like that. I'm feeling pretty good about it right now.
Yeah, I would be.
I'm feeling not too bad about it. Got a plus 4,000.
I took Justin Herbert MVP in June, and I'm feeling not great about it.
Yeah, one's not great. Yeah, cool. I took Alvin Kamara MVP to start the season. that one got buried.
Yeah.
Ooh, what I will say, Shanahan Coach of the Year. That one was looking pretty bad. It's coming around. Starting to come around.
I have Brandon Staley as coach of the year, and I'm feeling pretty shitty about that.
Yeah, that one not so much. If they win out though, and all of a sudden win the division, I mean, there's still some hope alive.
Yeah, I don't know. We're dead.
Yeah,
it's over.
All right, Patriots 2.5-point underdogs going to Buffalo. Over under 42. Game of the week Monday night. I'm pretty fucking hyped for this game.
I'm pretty confident that I know who's going to win, too.
Are you now? I'm not. I'm not going to lie. I'm not too confident.
And I'll tell you, the bet of the century is the under.
Okay.
I love the under here.
Okay.
Absolutely like that. Love it. The weather is going to be terrible in Buffalo.
You know what, too? For how much Buffalo beat New Orleans by last week, they didn't look very good.
The weather in Buffalo, it's going to be rainy. It's going to be gross. And the Patriots are going to win this game, probably.
Yeah, weather definitely gives the Patriots an advantage in this matchup.
Yeah.
That's honestly the fact that they're going to have to play twice going forward, once in Buffalo, once in Foxborough. Both games could be like snow games. Patriots, that gives them a large advantage for the division.
Patriots are going to win this game. I saw a video today. It was like, America's nightmare is coming true. America's nightmare is back. I'm like, you know what? You are freaking right. You're right on the money. The Patriots can't ever be bad.
I said a couple of weeks ago, if the Patriots win the Super Bowl, I'd probably stop watching football. Is that true? Too. No, but I will. I mean, I lose all faith in the parody of the NFL. It's the Patriots. It's always going to be the Patriots. Always will be the Patriots.
So it's not fair.
No.
It's not fair.
Their dynasty didn't even end.
Nope, it just restarted.
It was 1 year. It was 1 year. That's still the same dynasty.
It didn't. It just restarted.
So stupid. But yeah, the Patriots are fucking good. And the Bills have not looked that good. So, I mean, I'm leaning the Patriots, but
me too.
I'm not too confident in it.
By a lot.
Patriots by a lot. Okay. All right. Locks then?
Yeah. I'm with it.
You want to go first or second?
Sure. Sure.
All right.
This week, we have Indy minus 10. I just think it's too good to not take it. My mortal lock this week will be the Niners. Money line spread, doesn't matter. I have a spread right now, but
okay,
doesn't really matter. I like the Eagles minus 7. I like the Rams minus 13. And, you know, I said I'm not going to touch this game, but I lied. I like Washington. I like the Washington money line. And for the first time this season, I will actually have a parlay. Dolphins money line, Vikings money line, Cardinals money line, Eagles money line, Colts money line, Bucks money line, plus 348. I mean, yeah, it's all the favorites, but hopefully it's free money.
I love that. I love that, though. Yeah, I'm definitely taking that myself, actually. I love that parlay.
Ooh, what's it called? They just threw a pick.
Yep. Yes,
sir. Oh, that's what's his name. That's what's his name? The younger Sewell.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, he's a pretty good linebacker. Play that.
He looks way different than his brother.
Well, yeah, he's not fucking 875 pounds.
I wouldn't have guessed that. Yeah. I've been looking for a prop that I would love to take no matter what the line on it is, but I can't find it. So I guess I won't be adding that to my locks, but. If you do see the prop for the Giants and Dolphins over under and sacks this week, hammer the over.
Hammer I like that. I like that a lot.
Right? I can't find a line for it.
No, it's got to be like 5.
It's not going to be that high. Like, they never set that high. But the two worst offensive lines, Mike Glennon is starting the game. Hammer that.
I like that.
All right, yeah. Can't find it. Oh, well, we'll keep it moving. All right. Cardinals. I'm a buy down to minus 7 against the Bears. That's also my mortal lock. Cardinals win by a million. By a million this week.
I hope so.
Giants and Dolphins under 39.5. Find yourself that sack prop. I don't care what the number is. I'm going to find it. I'm adding it to my locks. Because I really want it. I don't care what the number is. It's on my locks. Also, a safety in that game, plus 750. Not one of my picks, but.
That's a pretty good option.
Just think about it.
Sprinkle a little. It's not,
yeah, it's going to be real defensive. Miami, always some weird special team shit happens. So
you're right.
Yeah, just think about it. Okay, Eagles, minus 6.5 against the Jets. I'm taking Bucks and Falcons over 50.5. And I'm taking Vikings buying down to minus 7.
Good idea. I like it. I like it.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll hit some shit this week.
Feeling good about this week?
Yeah, me too. Me too.
All right. That's it then. Thank you guys for watching. We're out.
Peace.